Okay. This is Matis, and the piece we're going to do is the Chinuch, where the Chinuch describes the Indian of Hatoras Nedarim, which is something that is kind of unusual. You don't find loopholes like that, and he talks about it. He says, Minatam hazeh kashavnu b'shavua, shenyanu hu sha'odem gomo l'kayin dvar l'ames, k'mo shemayim k'im l'kay. We explained before, and in the last year, we explained that Shavua is lending a stamp of emes to whatever you said that should be equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth. Now, it's basically every time you make a Shavua, you're equating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth to what you're about to say. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes never becomes bottle, there's no reason why a shvua should ever become bottle. Ella, she mechasta keleinu bedaita chulshas binyan gufeinu umit aseinu basmodishin aseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands too well how weak we are, how frail we are, how fickle we are, and therefore he gave us an eitza how to get out of a shvua. Becholei shevshon litlos binyan shvua tainis oinish shkoga. As long as we can find some crack in terms of our rotzen or das, I want to explain this point. It's something that a little bit will develop later, but I think it's important to understand it. This very much parallels the Mahalach of Tshuva. That's why we start in Kippur with Kol Nidrei, because they are, it's something very similar. It's sort of a, what would the right way to describe it? Oyli miyitzri, oyli miyotzri. On the one hand, we want a person to perform in a way that's compatible with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with absolutes, with mishpat that is absolute, and with an emes that's absolute. A person committed himself to do X, Yahar Vayav, need to do it. A person does an Aveira, out. That would be absolute. People would not survive that type of Mahalach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in a chesed, in a tremendous chesed, a way out. But the way out is can't just be, okay, so if you don't feel like doing it, don't do it, because that defeats the purpose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a way which would create a loophole, and that is tainus onus or shogeg. In other words, we can revisit and ask ourselves if it really was a shvua, because that allows us to say shvua is absolute, but not every person who swore shvua really swore shvua. Sometimes it was impulsive, it wasn't thought out, berotzen gomer, or whatever. We'll explain. V'ulam l'roshana lotzes men b'shat nefesh, rak b'tachbua tzatzchacham. You can't just kind of willfully walk away from it. You need to have a chacham's eitza. She'yobo anishvat ve'ish chacham v'dov rak ha'torah. He should come to a person who is wise in Torah. He should admit to him, ki mechisorim di'osor, he wasn't aware of something that would come when he made the shvua. And he came to the realization that his lack of das is what caused it. It's not because of now it's better to do this, but it wasn't a complete understanding of all the implications. The halacha is that you need to have a Pesach for your neder or shavua. In other words, you need to say, this and this is where the neder brought me to. I didn't realize those implications. Had I realized those implications, I would have done differently. Let's refine a point here. Anytime a person does an act that's lacking in his will or his under, or his das, his ratzon or das, that is not an act that a person is responsible for. What makes a person is the koach haratzon that's his and the das that's his. A shoto has no das, an onus who has been forced, coerced in something, both of these are not binding activities because they don't have any das or ratzon there. Therefore, if a person has das or ratzon and he makes a natural chal, when he comes with trying to be matir it, what he does is he comes to a bigger chacham. He, so to speak, is told it on his das. He says, you know, I was short-sighted what I did, and you in your wisdom, don't you understand also that I am that I was wrong in doing it, that it doesn't make sense, and so on and so forth. So what he's doing it in a sense is holding it up to a better das, and therefore the person is now going to the nether is going to be considered a non-nether in the light of the higher better das or whatever it is. And that's what he says over here. V'zer mazal hu einu meichal chei mochel lo. Others can be mechalit, because what he does is he's basically giving it over to a higher das. And therefore he says, al kein lo mi efshat eshu kim besiba shum chidush le nishba. V'nishrim eloisi yadir lo plenis le nishba lo. Every hatara of a shavua requires a better understanding of what was. If the person just says, let's say a person swore not to eat X, and we ask him, and now he wants a heter, and we ask him why, and he says, because I feel like eating X, that's not a heter. What the person needs to say is, I didn't realize the implication of not eating X. I can't mix socially, I don't have anything else to buy, whatever it is. There has to be some sort of awareness of an implication of what he did, as opposed to just feeling like changing his mind. And then he says, the corollary to that is, "Mikorach zeinyan amazal shein posel benolot shein amatzi." One of the halachas of Hataras Nedarim is you can't say something, you can't present as a Pesach something never was there. So for instance, let's say a person makes a neder that he's not going to buy this house, a shavua is not his house, and then something came up, a hurricane blew the house down, and now the land is worth a lot of money or whatever it is. Something which the cause came later does not count as a Pesach, because even if he would have been with full das, he never would have thought of it. It's not something that was there and it was a lack of das. That explains the halacha of Pesach Menolot. And he says another corollary is, Umezeh Yisod Gamkin Shetolo Shvosu Das Acherim Koshalatiro. If let's say the halacha is, if somebody is Nadal Das Acherim, this is typically when you go to a Bezdin, and Bezdin will force someone to take a Shvua, Bezdin says, the shvua is not on your das, it's on our das. We have the power to mashpeh you. It's what we think is right, and how we're defining the terms, and so on. So if somebody is noida das rabim, or nishba das rabim, he will not, cannot be made for it. However, he says, for dvar mitzvah, we say that you can be made for it, and so on. So basically, Chinuch explains that Hatara works by showing retroactively that your das or your ratzon was not complete, was not whole, and therefore it has different restrictions. It needs to be an explanation of a new realization. It can't be some new event or phenomena that takes place, and it can't be when you do das acher. The next one is a chinuch where he speaks about the inyan of a same chinuch, but he describes the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having a shvua. The whole Torah is full of instances where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nishbati be'api, nishbati be'api in v'ayin mulchasi. I mean, tons and tons, Hashem Nishbati Lo, and so on. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always taking Shavuos. What does that mean? Especially the way he explained it. Shavuah means I'm being told of something about Kadosh Baruch Hu, so every word of Kadosh Baruch Hu is automatically Shavuah. So the Chinuch says, V'al tashev l'hakshes alai aranochas tamzeh, shamati sheika hete b'schadosh barim dova, shadev t'lai nishba, shaykein oynes imuta. V'toyma, v'arimatzinaga b'shavuas Hashem Yisbarach, hete. What about the heter of Shavuos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We find, K'mo Shadosh Zal Be'Veichal Moshe, it says, K'abayochol She'tir Min HaShavua, V'al Inyon Zerubavol V'Shaltil Shomer Zal She'nishal Keil Mishavu Asay. So, okay, he said, we know that there's, we explain what HaTorah's Nav Shavuos is, that the realization of Das was incomplete. Well, Chazal give us metaphors like Kadosh Baruch Hu not the Shavua. What are we talking about over there? I want to point out, by the way, in Kol Nidre, there's a Zohar that some say before Kol Nidre. The Zohar says, and it's sort of understood to be a pnimius of what Kol Nidre is, it says that Rav Shimon Choy pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let out Kal Yisrael from Golus, and part of it he says, and even if you swore with a Shavua, there are ways to be matir the Shavua. And even if it's a Shavua with one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't be matir, there is a way to be matir it, and so on. What does that mean? Ataras Shavuos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Ki yesh ha-shivcha v'adin din emes, ki kol ma shavu k'su yitzayin yonah el akol nem atzara mekablam shem ne'odam. He says, first thing we have to understand is it's obviously a metaphor, an anthropomorphism, to that, because he says the problem is not HaTorah Shavuos, the problem is the Etzem Shavua. I mean, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nishba? That itself is a problem. So he explains how to understand Shavua in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we'll understand HaTorah Shavua. Shavua means, when we translate Kadosh Baruch Hu, something that's very absolute. That's what it means by us. We say that this and this thing is absolute, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You can, for instance, when I tell somebody, listen, the way things are now, you're not going on that trip that I promised you. So I didn't say it actually very, very absolutely. I said it kind of up in the air. I said the way things are going now, it doesn't look good that you're going to go on the trip. But let's say I say you are absolutely not going, that is a very strong, it's telling me there is no way out. That's what it means by Kadosh Baruch Hu when he says that. The same thing is as far as getting good. It's a certain absoluteness to the good that he promised.
Really?
Yes.
Does this kind of, you know, Chassid Shalom suggest, well, if there's no Shavua from Hashem, you know, Hashem said it, but come on, I mean, he didn't make a Shavua. I mean, doesn't this sort of undermine the whole concept of Dvar Hashem?
It's every Dvar Hashem is understood as being vis-a-vis our ma'isim. So when HaKadosh Baruch says good, it's because our ma'isim, and HaKadosh Baruch says bad because our ma'isim. Without a Shavua, the understanding is, like I said before, it's as if one would say the way things are going now, this is the way it ought to be. It's not because there's any lack in Dvar Hashem, it's not a real Dvar Hashem. When I tell you the way things are going now, we're not going anywhere, it's not a promise not going anywhere, but it's a feedback, you know, this is, as it stands now, this is the matzav. So the now, so that's true about both Ra and Tov. What is that Torah Shavuot? Al derech hazeh ba'atzmeh dorsho zal het al Shavuot Erev Sparach v'tzen lo'ima ki chan v'rach me'erach v'ayim rab chesed mechap al achoytim ba'af al pishe godal chetom v'chozak at she roi shenach te ish li'ish kol kach v'ishav shum v'lo'ilom even though they were worthy of it al derech hazeh me'erach zal ki mo'y she'itir v'lo'ima she'bizchus tfilos ha'teve g'oram she'ashem yisbarach shu shemeh tfilos olach l'avona. So let's explain this. Let's understand this. He says that the heter of the Shavua is something which is due to tshuva. So why isn't it so dalmi hachadini of Shavua, and say it's like everything else. Like if Baruch speaks without a Shavua, he means it. If we better our ma'isim, then matov manoim. If we don't better our ma'isim, then it stays that way. I mean, what does the Shavua add over here? And Bal Korcha, we have to say as follows. Just like the heter of a Shavua for us requires not just a change now. Yes, I swore not to eat brownies, but now I feel like eating brownies. That change, from wanting to eat brownies, not wanting to eat brownies, to wanting to eat brownies, is not going to affect the Shavua. It has to rather be an akira l'mafreya, an understanding that everything was built on a mistaken proposition. Everything was built on some sort of mistake, and the whole building stands on some sort of sheker. The type of tshuva that's required for this type of kapara is also the same thing. It's an understanding that everything that everything I did wrong was done with a terribly wrong das. It's a type of tshuva that not just, I guess it's not great to be oivaveris, we ought to change because not kedai oivaveris. It's a person's own realization of how wrong he was to do what he had done before. It's a much deeper, it's sort of where the person is okalam afreya. Let's give an example, a simple example. Let's say a person has a tendency to overeat, and he's overweight, and the doctor says, it's a sakana, and you should lose weight. So the person goes on a diet and loses weight. He doesn't really regret all the kugels he ate beforehand. They were really great. You get older, doctor said, blood pressure, sugar, so you go on a diet. But the person doesn't say it was a toss on freya. Let's say somebody got into drinking, or some other addiction, and the person realizes that his getting into that situation was a terrible blunder. There's a certain akira l'mafreya in his own mind. So the type of tshuva that one would need, where the avera resulted in a shavua, is that type of thing. And that's why he says, this whole process is in a very big chet. In order for it to be a shavua, it has to be something where the understanding is there's no way this can have kapara. And then he brings the Gemara, and Gemara Shana speaks about Gzadin Sheishimo Shavua, that it says it's not Miskapa Zavach HaMincha, but it's Miskapa B'divrei Torah. Ve'ein Zeichalem Shom Shitzoch HaKel Yishol Leho. So the Gemara doesn't speak about HaTorah's term over there, because he says this is only something that shayach to an incredible chet like the Chet Egel, because a chet of that nature requires not a change, but the person needs to reach an understanding that mafreya never was good. Then he adds, but hataras shavuas is you only find it in ra, never in tov. Amokam shechuna lo shavua l'schus beria lo yisko sham loylam heter. Wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shavua, that's the Tov. We never find HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for Taras Nedarim. he always keeps it. I want to add a point to it, because since Tov is really, really the essential person, well, let's give a mashal, and let's say you have two people. One person did averus all his life, did bad things. Let's say the word averus out. Person did bad things, things that are universally recognized as bad. And at some point, decides to change, turn over the leaf, and the person has charata on what was. We understand that it's possible that charata was a mafreya. Had I known and understood what's good, I would have a mafreya. Let's say a person did good all his life, and then he got into bad things. He began to steal. He began to drink. He began to do whatever. No one will say, yes, the person is now into all sorts of averus and taivus. And again, I'm not talking religious, I'm even talking what's universally accepted as such. But nobody would say, he realized it was a mistake all his life not to be a criminal. There's no such das. In as much as the essential autumn is tov, except a person is seduced by ra, and a person gives into ra, and a person can enjoy it moment by moment. So a person can be sitting and enjoying the ra, and that, yes, we enjoy ra, but that a person regret that he was a good person, there's no such thing, because being a good person is essential to him. The same thing at Kaddish Baruch Hu's on Haggis. When Tov has been earned in a Madrega that it's like Shavua, there is never an Akira Lamafreya in a person's mind that would be counter, that would be similar to Tshuva in that way.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Sort of building on that point, how would Toei El Rishonim, how would that fit in with this?
The Putta has a mimer where he said people ask about this point. The Shari Tshuva says it's an incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us Tshuva. But being that there's Toei El Rishonos, so you have it, you have 50-50. It's equivalent, and once it's equivalent, it's not a tremendous chesed. You can eradicate mafreya, the good. You can eradicate mafreya the tov. What's the so it's equivalent. So there's a lot of different roots. Let's take a simpler teretz. Toel rishonos means the person has now set himself to do bad. It's not that he's oikir to tov mafreya. But since he's now a Rasha, the fact that he had once been a Tzaddik. So Toel Rishonos doesn't accomplish an eradication of your past, but it means simply that if you've turned your life to bad, we look at you as you are today, rather than saying that you had the ability to be ochre. You know, you will get schar for the things you did bad. The passing Toel Rishonos is that the good he did will not stand him in the stead of on the day he does bad. But it doesn't really say that you can be Oka Mafreya all the Tov you did. It doesn't quite say that. That's one explanation of it. There's another explanation of it that, I mean, I'd like to share. I mean, he doesn't say his explanation, but I'd like to share. If a person built a building, it is obvious to us that he can wreck the building. But if a person wrecked a building, it's not at all obvious to us that you can rebuild it. I've, in my own life, taken apart many radio sets, and I have put back zero. As a young boy, I was very inquisitive, and I did take apart many things. My success in taking apart was 100%. My success in rebuilding them was zero. So we understand that destroying that which is a natural process in the world, whereas resurrecting that which was is not. So if a person did mitzvahs and good things, and then he went off and was Toel Rishonos, that seems natural that as part of what one could be able to do. That I can uproot all the averus I did and non-mitzvahs that I did, and kill I did it, That's a special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's not in the natural order.
So according to that last understanding, a person could be regret what they did in the past, mm-hmm. their good deed, and they would be sort of wiped out.
Yes, but again, I'm not sure that it would work mafreya or not. I'm just not sure. I don't have the facts in front of me. No, I'm not any chazal if it is mafreya or not. Okay. We also know the next one is a nikom nikmat meisol meisam idyanim. So it says nikom nikmat meisol achatel tamecha. Nigzal, so Rabban says nigzal moishra beinu shlo yavas hayadi. Avul me'evel hayadin also kol mitzvah Yisrael. So all the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael that had to do with sort of the final lap of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did, it's just Eva Yadnik stuff didn't do. So not Nitzeach Shnei Malchei Amora Gdoila Michlek Zatzim Benachla, he split up Eva Yadn, V'hu Ro'ui She'yas Nekama B'Senei Hashem, and it is appropriate that he's the one who does what's called Nikmas Hashem, V'ein Al Yeshua Rak Mitzvah Haaretz. V'oid She'chilak L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavod Zeh, Sheyira veYismach Tzadik Kechazer Nakam, veZeatam Achatas Amecha. It is also very appropriate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu let him see the Nakama, and that's what it says Achatas Avol Amecha. I want to explain what that is, that it's worthy that the Tzadik sees Nakama. What's the Nakama that he sees? Why is that so important, and so on. The shleimus of a person is that he see in this world. It says alom chatira b'chayecha. My brachas these two. The bracha alom chatira b'chayecha. We come into this world and we see a world that is at odds with what's right and what's emes and what should be and so on and so forth. The job of a person is to be metaken it and to make it in line with what's tov and what's emes and so on. The seeing the tov with your own eyes, seeing the peiros of a person's tov and meisim tovim, is the reward that we have in this world. Elam chater b'chayecha, that you see the world, that's the nachas ruach, that's Avraham Avinu, sva yomim, and so on. It's seeing things, the world click into place with what ought to be, certainly commensurate to what I'm supposed to have done. Nekama comes when you have a terrible distortion. If Reuven the Rasha has an upper hand over Shimon the Tzaddik, we see a terrible distortion of emes in this world, and we see a world that is not godlike. Once it's turned around and Shimon snaps back into place and Reuven falls, then I see the crooked had become straight. I see the bad had become good. And that's a tremendous, that is the nachas ruach for a tzaddik. Nekama, the word nekama I've heard once comes from the word kam means to rise up. The nun is when something has acted upon something else. Nilmad, like nishmar. The nun means something has been done to something. So nifal. The way in which something stands in the world, its kaima, is its metzias. The lechena kaimias atzena means we stand upright, straight. Our full metzias is straight up. We reach our full height. Adam Arishon, when he fell, he fell down. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced his kaima. When you meet somebody superior, you mishtachave. You reduce your koma before his koma. The kaima that you have, you fall lifnei evecha, and so on. You fall to your enemies. So the standing and falling is the kaima of something. When a rasha beat a tzaddik, and the tzaddik is down and the rasha is up, there's a distortion of emes in the world in the worst way possible. We see that the rishayim are poreach, and the tzaddikim, wilt away, and so on. And it's only when we see the flip side, when we see the tzaddik becoming, springing back to his kaima, and the rasha falling, that we see it, the picture of the world where it ought to be. And therefore, therefore he has over here, therefore the nekama is important for tzaddik to see.
And the lesson of nekama would be, it was uprighted?
So yes, it was something right. That which had fallen, you know, Hema Korv Nefolov Anachnu Kamnu Venis Odad. So it's like, if I can use a muscle, I don't know what they're called. You have these like dolls, they stand up like these bouncing bobs or sort of, and you push it down, and then when you take your hand away, they jump back up again. They're weighted with lead. I've got the name for it. But that's the type of, that's what the kama is like. It's something that had been down. Esav had upper hand over Yaakov, Yishmael had upper hand over Yitzchak, and then it snapped back to its rightful position. Okay, we'll hold it here.